Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Porcelain Doll Repair. This file is a transformation and a restoration of yourself. It all starts in a workshop. Close your eyes and imagine a big desk. A very wide desk, used for work all the time. There are clamps attached to it, and there are shelves above it with a most eclectic collection of tools and items. There are brushes, some so fine they contain almost a single hair, while others are wide and thick. Tiny pots of paint, some jars with strange mixtures, and various sharp and dull implements that are undoubtedly used to help. There are also tools for sewing, needles in various forms of thread, scissors, and some other things as well, strips of cloth. There's also some glassware, magnifying, lenses, and other things to help see better. The light above is not the only lamp here. There's a smaller one, one that can be moved for precision. There's also another shelf with, well, very strange items indeed. It contains half spheres with eyes, and some of them have like buttons or other small things. Even though this is the only thing you see, there's a strange sensation, almost a story purely by how it looks. A doll maker. While the desk is currently empty of any projects, all the tools themselves definitely tell enough of a tale to let you know. There's a sound. The first sound that has happened since you started looking. A shuffling of someone opening a door and walking in. A box is carefully placed upon the desk. It is an old box, quite long. It has no markings or inscription. It is a beautifully but simple made wooden box. Whatever is inside must be valuable to someone, but in such a way as to not be too obvious to an outsider. The main light is on and the tiny light above the desk is moved into position. The box is carefully opened. Inside, the first thing you notice is the beautiful fabric that protects what is inside. It lines the inside of the lid and, of course, the box itself. Within the fabric lays an old porcelain doll. It has seen better days. The clothes are tarnished and torn, and even the porcelain itself is showing cracks. There are tiny pieces missing, and one eye appears to be dark. It is time to get to work. The strong but careful hands that lift the doll out of the box move with a gentle grace and practice. They might have done this 1,000 times before, but each project requires a different approach, and each doll deserves all the attention as if it was the first. To begin, it is important to inspect everything. The doll is carefully moved, lifted, turned, looked at from every angle, at first just with eyes, and then with a magnifying glass to inspect even the tiniest of cracks. It is important to do it well. All that effort should not go to waste. Some of the clothes are not salvageable by themselves, but there is more than enough fabric in the shop to create new ones exactly like it. Fortunately, a lot of the rest can be repaired, while some of the edges need renewing. The main patterns will remain. Of course, it will still need to be cleaned carefully. So first, the clothes are removed. Gently stripping this doll down. And for now, placing the clothes aside. They will soon be repaired, but first, we are going to look at the doll itself. As always, inspection and validation takes time. Carefully placing fingers over the porcelain, feeling for the tiniest imperfections, the smallest cracks that may otherwise escape even these watchful eyes. Every part is checked. Slowly you can feel how they make the time seem like nothing at all. Some of the stranger jars from the shelves are being picked and lifted down. A mixture is being made. It's almost like a cement, but colored. This is one of those moments in the repair where choices have to be made. Fortunately, it was already decided to use gold for the cracks, rather than trying to hide any imperfections. They were to be celebrated, to show what the doll had gone through and survived. This part of the process was one that took the most time, because there was no way to tell how the surface would react. Practiced fingers gently, carefully moved over the surface, placing in between the cracks and massaging it in, making sure to smoothen the surface. The paste itself would probably feel cold to the doll, even though it was then soon after massaged into warmth with care. The pale skin of the doll shone beautifully in contrast with the gold. The more dull paste allowed the cracks to become beautiful and fascinating. And all of this took time and care. Face, head, arms and hands, legs and feet. All the pieces of the doll that were made in porcelain were carefully repaired. Sometimes it required a bit extra effort. Anywhere where pieces were missing, the crack, the whole space would be filled and modeled to perfectly reflect the former glory. It is easy to tell that the doll maker enjoyed their job. The patience in those touches, the warmth in the movements. And then it was time to wait. Paste had to set to dry before it could be carefully painted. It was time to repair the clothes as well. This was a much simpler task by comparison. The design of the clothes, as most dolls were, was familiar. It was beautiful in its simplicity, and it didn't take long for tears to be sewn together, for pieces of the frills to be replaced, and for one part to be remade in the exact image of the original. While the cracks were still setting, while the paste was still drying, the box was inspected as well. With a smile, the doll maker noticed that the hinges were a bit rusted, but the wood itself was in good state. They looked around at the many shelves until there. Perfect. And with just a few moments and a tiny screwdriver, the box was as new as well, while still more time was needed. Wood oil was gotten and carefully rubbed into the outside of the box. It allowed the wood to shine like before. It was still a well-made place for the doll to stay. Ah, finally. Now that the porcelain was stronger. A dollmaker could carefully look at the eye. It was merely obscured by time. And with a strange smelling liquid and a brush carefully placed over the surface, it didn't take long for those eyes to shine with life once again. And the hair of the doll didn't take much effort either. All it took was a soft brush and patience. Now that that was done, the clothes were softly washed and put to dry, and the final touches of the porcelain were starting to happen. In some places, the paint had cracked a bit, but the porcelain underneath was fine. There, all it took was a few strokes of a kind brush to reapply that bit of rouge or the other lovely little details that were placed on the doll so many years ago. And after the paint had dried, a special lacquer, specifically for this purpose, was gently put over it, as well as over the golden cracks. This allowed everything to be safe from the elements. And with the clothes almost dry now, it was time to put it all together. This was a part that allowed the dollmaker to feel so good. What arrived as something almost forgotten and damaged by time was going to leave even more treasured and beautiful than before. Each of the cracks had a story, and rather than hide them, they were celebrated. It was a beautiful sight to behold. Of course, for now, the doll would be allowed to safely rest in the box again, with hinges that moved smoothly, with freshly washed clothes and a beautiful shine in their eyes. It wouldn't be long until the box would open again. Thank you for listening.